This is Since You Asked,
a new series on NSPR,
where you ask the questions
and we find the answers.
Hey, this is Nick from Chico. My question is, where does the power in Butte County come from, and how much of it comes from renewable resources?
Thanks for your question, Nick. Like you, I've also wondered this. I use energy all of the time and take for granted where it comes from. When I run my washing machine, turn on the heater, or switch on the lights, it all seems to work like magic. But as miraculous as it all is, it's of course not magic. The energy we use comes from a lot of different sources. For example, in the North State, we have a lot of dams that generate a form of electricity called hydroelectric power. There are many other ways to generate power too, like burning coal, oil, or natural gas. You can even use heat from the magma beneath the Earth's surface, which is called geothermal energy. Small hydroelectric power plants and solar, wind, and geothermal energy are all considered renewable because they're naturally replenishable. In California, large hydroelectric power plants, like the Hyatt Power Plant at the Oroville Dam, are not considered renewable because of the environmental impact large dams have on natural river ecosystems. How your power is generated depends on where you live and what utility company covers your area. Some areas in our region, like the cities of Redding, Gridley, and Biggs, as well as Trinity County and parts of Lassen and Plumas counties, are served by municipal utility companies. But like Nick, you're most likely served by Pacific Gas and Electric Company. They cover a large swath of California, from Santa Barbara all the way up to the southern border of Siskiyou County. Paul Moreno is a representative of PG&E's North Valley Division, which spans from the Yuba Sutter area up to the city of Shasta Lake.
We can't specify per county what the energy mix is, but we do know that system-wide, because our grid is interconnected, about 70% of the power that we provide to our customers comes from carbon-free sources.
System-wide means for their entire coverage area, which again extends as far south as Santa Barbara. PG&E's carbon-free sources include hydro, wind, solar, geothermal, and nuclear. Nearly all of this energy is generated here in California. 17% of PG&E's power, however, comes from burning natural gas, which is neither renewable nor carbon-free.
There are natural gas wells within California, but most of the natural gas we use here is imported either from the Southwest or from British Columbia.
Again, not everyone in Butte County is served by PG&E. Both the cities of Biggs and Gridley run their own municipal electric utility companies. Dave Dockham is the Assistant General Manager at Northern California Power Agency. It's a collective of utilities serving Biggs and Gridley.
NCPA has a portfolio of resources that include hydro, geothermal, fossil fuel power plants, some solar projects, and numerous purchase power agreements that each of those two members participate in.
According to the agency's 2018 power forecast that Dockham provided, Biggs will get most of its energy from hydropower this year. Gridley is more or less split 50-50 between hydropower and natural gas, with some amount coming from other sources. Both Moreno and Dockham said that their companies are making it a priority to increase the amount of renewable energy that they use. To find out how to reduce your personal energy use, visit mynspr.org. Since You Asked is a new series on NSPR where you ask the questions and we find the answers. So tell us, what have you been wondering about? Head to mynspr.org and let us know, or give us a call at 433-4887. I'm Adia White for North State Public Radio.